Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Trans-Pacific Experiment, How China and California Collaborate and Compete for Our Future is a 2019 nonfiction book by journalist and China analyst Matt Sheehan. It examines the dense, often contradictory relationship between California and China as a practical window into broader U.S.-China dynamics. Rather than focusing only on diplomacy or trade policy, the book looks at how students, entrepreneurs, local politicians, real estate buyers, filmmakers, and technology workers shape the relationship through everyday decisions. Sheehan argues that California functions as a kind of laboratory for understanding how the two powers increasingly depend on each other while also generating friction. The book is grounded in reporting and observation, and it draws much of its force from concrete examples in entertainment, technology, real estate, and education. Its purpose is to show that the future of U.S.-China relations is not made only in Washington or Beijing, but also in local communities and private networks across California. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, California as a microcosm of U.S.-China interdependence. A central idea in the book is that California is not just one American state among many, but a concentrated setting where the broader U.S.-China relationship becomes visible in everyday life. Sheehan presents the state as a microcosm because it attracts Chinese students, investors, technologists, tourists, and homebuyers, while also exporting American media, expertise, and lifestyle aspirations into China. This matters because the relationship is not described as a distant geopolitical abstraction. It is shown through ordinary transactions that connect labor markets, cultural preferences, and regional economies. By framing California this way, the book challenges the idea that international relations are driven only by statecraft at the national level. Instead, it suggests that local demographics, business ecosystems, and civic decisions can reveal the real direction of global change. The result is a more grounded understanding of interdependence, one that makes the strategic relationship concrete rather than theoretical. Secondly, how local industries turn geopolitics into lived economic exchange. The book pays close attention to three California industries that help define the relationship: entertainment, technology, and real estate. These sectors matter because they translate high-level political tensions into specific commercial choices. In entertainment, American producers and Chinese markets become intertwined through distribution, financing, and content decisions. In technology, the competition is shaped by artificial intelligence research, startup ecosystems, and the tension between Silicon Valley innovation and Chinese technological development. In real estate, the movement of capital through Bay Area housing reveals both opportunity and resentment, especially when wealthy Chinese buyers become symbols of broader fears about affordability and identity. Sheehan uses these sectors to show that economic exchange is never neutral. It creates cooperation, but it also exposes conflict over access, regulation, and cultural influence. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want to understand how globalization operates at the level of industries rather than slogans. Thirdly, people, not states, drive the most revealing conflicts. Sheehan structures the book around individuals whose choices illuminate the relationship more clearly than official statements do. Mayors, students, startup founders, immigrants, developers, and researchers all appear as actors who are trying to solve practical problems or pursue personal advantage. Yet their decisions have international consequences. This approach is important because it replaces a purely diplomatic narrative with a human one. A local official hoping for investment, a researcher leaving Google, or a family buying a home in California is not acting as a representative of a nation. But each decision helps define the terms of coexistence between two systems. The book therefore emphasizes how private actors can shape political outcomes indirectly by creating dependencies, anxieties, and new expectations. That focus makes the argument more persuasive. It shows that international relations are lived through institutions, markets, and communities long before they become the subject of national debate. Fourthly, immigration, identity, and the pressure on the American dream. Another important dimension of the book is its treatment of immigration and belonging in California. Sheehan shows that the arrival of Chinese students, professionals, and homebuyers is not only an economic story, but also a cultural one, because it forces Californians to confront deeper questions about who gets to participate in opportunity and what the American dream now means. The book does not present these tensions as simple prejudice or simple openness. Instead, it shows a society wrestling with the effects of proximity, where admiration, suspicion, competition, and dependence coexist. Housing becomes especially revealing because it links global capital to local resentment and shows how international flows can intensify neighborhood-level conflict. This gives the book a broader social relevance. It is not only about China policy, but also about how California negotiates demographic change, upward mobility, and anxiety over exclusion. In that sense, it connects foreign relations to the moral and cultural self-understanding of the state. Lastly, Why the Book Matters for Understanding Technology Competition and Future Policy. The book is especially relevant to readers interested in technology policy because it links China-California relations to the future of AI, innovation, and strategic competition. Shihan shows that the technology relationship is not simply a race between governments. It is also shaped by research communities, startup culture, talent flows, and the institutional advantages of places like Silicon Valley. By focusing on a Chinese AI researcher, on cross-border business dynamics, and on California as a hub of innovation, the book demonstrates how technological rivalry is embedded in personal and commercial networks. This makes the policy lesson more nuanced. National restrictions or strategic rhetoric matter, but they do not fully control how knowledge, capital, and expertise circulate. The book is useful because it helps readers see where competition and cooperation overlap. It clarifies why future policy debates over AI, trade, and investment will have to account for these entangled relationships rather than treating China and California as separate worlds. In conclusion, The Trans-Pacific Experiment should be read by anyone who wants a sharper, less conventional understanding of U.S.-China relations, especially readers interested in international affairs, California politics, technology policy, urban change, and globalization. Its main value lies in showing how a major geopolitical relationship is built from ordinary social and economic interactions, rather than only from summit meetings, treaties, or trade statistics. That perspective makes the book useful to policy readers, business observers, journalists, and general readers who want to understand why tensions between the United States and China often appear first in local communities, schools, housing markets, media industries, and tech ecosystems. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its scale of observation. Instead of moving from abstract strategy to abstract consequence, it stays close to people and places, using California as a measurable and highly visible site of exchange. That approach gives the book both analytical clarity and practical relevance, because it explains how future conflict and cooperation are already being negotiated in everyday American life. If you would like to support Matt Sheehan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.